And welcome, everybody, to 685 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and the returning Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
How do I explain this? I'm okay.
You're okay? I mean, you feeling better? I mean, people were worried about you. They were talking. They were wondering if you had,
You guys want to, like, bet on what happened to me?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Eric and I will bet. Oh, look at that. He's in rare form.
Hey, 2 weeks I haven't touched this thing.
I know.
3 weeks, actually.
Okay.
And, yeah, I can tell.
Eric and I are going to bet on what happened. I'm going to go first, Eric. I'm going to say, and you'll reveal it in free-for-all. Okay, Breakman?
Actually, I was thinking of revealing it on my Stinkos. If we want to, or we can do it for free-for-all. That's fine, too. Yeah, okay. Actually, we can do it for free-for-all. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because this is what I put in free-for-all, dedicated to you, of course, Breakman. Uh-huh. Catching up with Break's thoughts on the events of the past 2 weeks, whether it's what's been going on with you or your past Stinkos, Sweetos, stuff like that, so you could have an opportunity to get caught up. So that's what I had for free for all this week. Look at you, man.
I was giving you background music.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, that it's more like foreground music, but, you know, it's all good.
It was kind of louder than your voice. Yeah, that was not intentional. Just trying to get lower. Sorry.
Right. It's all good, man. We're gonna have plenty to discuss with Breakman, and the show's going to be great. I'm glad to have Breakman back.
Guess what happened to me, too. So when are you guys going to start taking bets on that?
Okay.
Should we wait until Chatter show up? Or
yeah, let's – okay. First of all – we're going to do it now. We might as well before we get into the news. The bet, I don't know what the stakes are for the bet, but Eric, I'm going to say that Breakman was on the run from the police after robbing a hot dog stand. So that's going to be my guess as to why he was gone for 2 weeks. And it involves some hookers and blow in some form or fashion. So what is your guess, Eric?
Building a giant robot with which to steal even more hot dogs.
Oh, I like that one, man. Now, are they chili dogs or just regular,
chili dogs.
Okay, there you go. So there's our thoughts.
We found the Master Emerald and decided.
I like both of those better than what really happened. I'll
say that right now. Okay. Well, we'll find out, man. Here real soon. We're going to continue on with the show. I mean, when chatters come in, when we get to that point, I'll give them a chance to discuss what happened with you. And as I speak, Freak 5 is in the house. So, Freak 5, your thoughts as to what happened to Break these past couple of weeks. Eric and I have a bet. I don't know what we're betting, but whoever's closer is going to win. And, we'll go from there. But we'll be discussing it on the show here real shortly. But without further ado, let's get into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got narrative RPG Citizen Sleeper launches for Nintendo Switch, Xbox, and PC on May 5th. Publisher, fellow traveler, and developer Jump Over the Age in Other Waters. I guess that's a subtitle or something. Have announced that their narrative RPG Citizen Sleeper will launch on May 5th. Blah, 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 blah. Nintendo Switch, Xbox Series S, X, Xbox One, and Xbox Game Pass. And PC, Mac. No PlayStation release so far. From the developers of In Other Waters and featuring stunning character art of Guillaume Singlin, Citizen Sleeper is a narrative RPG set on Erlen's Eye, a ruined space station as home to thousands of people trying to survive on the edges of interstellar capitalist society. You are a sleeper, a digitized human consciousness in an artificial body owned by the corporation that wants you back. Thrust amongst the familiar and unfamiliar and colorful inhabitants of the Eye, You need to build friendships, earn your keep, and navigate the factions of the strange metropolis. How will you survive to see the next cycle?
Hmm. I like it. It's basically a commentary on capitalism, it looks like, and probably is not going to end very well. there you go. I mean, what more could you want than what's presented in front of you, an RPG about capitalism? So there you go. Narrative driven as well. So that's good. Anything else on this, Eric, before we move on?
Not really.
All right. Freak 5 says you had crabs, Breakman. So we'll find out.
What kind of crabs? Like delicious? No, wait. Actually, I'm not a big fan of crabs.
Mr. Krabs, you had Mr. Krabs.
Did I eat Mr. Krabs? Is that what happened?
Ooh, I like crab, man. So, you know, not crabs, but, you know, like the delicious crabs, but not the ones that...
Hey, did you have to get your stomach pumped because you ate too many crabs?
Ooh, that could be. That could be definitely what happened there. All right, Breakman, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Nobody Saves the World launches for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch on April 14th. Yeah, that's it, really. Yeah. Unless you want me going into the features of the game.
You can.
It's from the same people that made Guacamelee.
That's a great studio.
Action RPG with online local co-op.
I've had a chance
to play many different character forms, each with their own unique gameplay mechanics. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, we talked about this game, I think, last week. I mean, I think it looks good, man. I mean,
on Game Pass. I need to play it soon.
If Guacamelee is any indication, this is going to be a great, great game. I mean, Guacamelee, those two games are just spectacular. They're just really fun Metroidvania, just super fun. So these guys know how to make a good game. So this is a game worth at least trying. So, all right. Anything else on that, break, or we move
no.
on? All right.
I already closed the article. I've already moved on because the crabs they're biting me.
Oh, they're biting. So maybe he is right. Holy shit. Okay. Ow. Ooh, look at that.
Okay, so he stole the crabs, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Yeah, stole them. Quote-unquote.
Yeah. All right, from RPGsite.net, strategy title Brigadine, The Legend of Runerzia, launches for PC on May 11th. It was originally released for Switch on June 20th, followed by the PS4 release in December 2020. Eric, have you had a chance to play this at all, Brigadine?
Yeah, I still need to cover it. I just haven't gotten around to it because life and just... being depressed and unmotivated to do anything regarding reviews.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so how is it? I mean, just an overall...
It's a fine enough strategy RPG, but I think it's a step down from the original in a couple ways because the battles aren't as dynamic and interesting because you do an action and you just do it on the screen and it doesn't do any close-ups or anything like that.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Unlike the original.
All right. So fairly disappointing in that.
And the voice acting is only in Japanese, which kind of makes sense, but I kind of wish the people that localized it could have had a budget that allowed them to hire English voice acting talent.
It's got really pretty artwork. I will say that. I mean, it's very detailed, but, a little left to be desired, looks like, so... All right, Eric, next story, please.
PS Plus is getting upgraded to three different tiers, and I don't think it's going to work out well for Sony, because let me get into it. There's the Essential tier, which is the normal one everybody has right now, which enables online gameplay, discounts, the monthly games and cloud storage, and the next plan is the PlayStation Plus Extra, which excuse me, I was up.
Is that how you feel about this game? Huh?
Tell us how you really feel, Eric.
This game made Eric choke. Now we know.
I got throat buildup. Sorry.
It happens.
Anyways, it adds a catalog of up to 400 of the quote-unquote most enjoyable PS4 and 5 games, including blockbuster hits from the PlayStation Studios catalog and third-party partners. Games in the extra tier are downloadable for play.
So for an extra...
Basically, the stuff that's on PS Now and the PS Plus library for the PS5 users, which is actually closing down, and games are slowly being shuttered off. So you want to grab those before the end of May. And they'll probably be rolled into this tier, and among some other stuff that they're throwing in. But that's $15 a month, or $99.99 a year.
Yeah, so an increase of basically $30 extra a year gets you access to 400 games, basically the Now games. It's got value. I'm not going to say it's completely without merit, but yeah, we'll discuss.
But the next one is just bullshit.
Okay, let's go.
Provides all the benefits from essential and extra tiers, plus up to 340 additional games, including PS3 games, which are only available streaming, which is bullshit. Because they still haven't figured out how to emulate PS3 games, because they're stingy, I guess. Even though emulation on PS3 is possible even on a Steam Deck. It could probably do it better.
I know. I don't know why they can't. I mean, they can do it, but they just don't want to put the money henceforth. I mean, that's...
And a catalog of beloved classic games available in both streaming and download options. I don't know why you'd want to stream a PS1 or PS2 or PSP game. But
probably because it'd be pretty easy to do. I mean, there's not a lot of data with those games.
But that's 340 additional games across those platforms.
Yeah.
So per platform, that's not a whole lot of games. I'm sure that number will grow if they can make it grow, but this is Sony we're talking about. Once they do something and it doesn't give them the numbers they want, they'll just abandon it.
Yeah, I'm not happy with this tier, and they're going to find out that not a lot of people
and it's like get this tier. Like $18 a month.
Yeah.
Or $120 a year.
Yeah.
Of course you tie the thing that lets you play these games, which I'd much rather buy, just make them available to buy via emulation.
I agree 100%, Eric. Let me buy those games. You know, there is a plethora of PS2 games that I'd love to revisit. You know, some of them have been redone better, like Nocturne and, you know, stuff like that. But can you imagine the PS2?
Honestly, they should get rid of the middle tier and just make it the... And make the price for that tier, for the premium tier.
I agree. Just get rid of the middle tier
and lower the cost per year for the full year. But apparently, Sony's trying to get rid of their old PS Now code. So if you get pay $60 for a year of PS Now, you get a year of the premium account.
Yeah, I guess, but so I guess the
and that stacks up to having the maximum amount of years you could stack that to is 3 extra years.
Yeah,
with PS Now.
Yeah, I like that idea, Eric. Do you get rid of the second tier and just go with the all inclusive tier and just drop
and the
it.
Stuff that's included in the second tier should be in the essentials tier.
Yeah, well, no, I think it should be a little different. I think, I mean, since the games are so old for PS1 and PSP and PS2.
Oh, I'm talking about the PS4 and 5 stuff.
Yeah, I think that should be the premium.
That should be part of the essentials tier.
Well, I disagree. I think that should be, I mean, those games cost more to make, and they're a lot more intricate and detailed and all that
stuff.
I
think where you were going is like make the classic games a part of the essential tier.
Yeah, make the classic
games pay more for the PS4 and 5 stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And that way they could do day one releases, which they still aren't doing for the PS5 games, and they're stable.
Yep. And that's what's hurting them versus Game Pass. The Game Pass has it all over this. This is how much is Game Pass yearly, Breakman?
I pay monthly. I forget. I think 15 a month, 20 a month, something like that.
Okay.
I think it's like 20 if you get that and the PC Game Pass stuff.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you're getting a lot more value with the Game Pass based on their day one releases, right? So, Breakman was playing Halo day one.
Game Pass is only like $10 a month, but if you get Ultimate, which is the one you should be getting, it is 15.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go.
Okay, and then maybe that's what I have.
And how much is it yearly?
Ultimate includes Xbox Live as well.
And I'm sure it's yearly.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I'm sure there's a yearly tier, too, like you could pay
there
yearly.
There probably is, but I pay monthly.
Right, right. Yeah. It's probably a little more better for you to manage, Break, to do it monthly as opposed to yearly.
I've had my account with them for like 15 years or something.
Same here. Yeah, same here.
I haven't seen a reason to change it or anything, so yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. But, I mean, now if you had a PlayStation, you'd have like maybe a conundrum, but not much of a conundrum because, like I said, I mean, the games are day one on Game Pass. They're not day one on PlayStation. So that's...
That goes beyond Microsoft stuff because sometimes you'll find third-party stuff on there, usually indies, but... You know,
yeah, games like Back for Blood and most recently MLB 2022.
Yeah, and I know sports aren't the biggest games that we talk about on this channel, but they're still huge. You know, Madden Day One, you know, MLB, NBA. I mean, those are huge games to be playing. You know, and I know EA has its own separate tier, but you guys know what I'm saying. There's options to get games day one included in this pass. So yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about the average consumer, right, Breakman, you know, $60 a game is a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of money to pay, which is the reason that I always wait. I mean, especially AAA, you know, type games, you know, I wait for the prices to come down.
There are very seldom games that I want to get, like, on launch that I just have to get. Like, I'm so glad Halo was part of the Game Pass because Halo is one of those franchises where, I got to go get it when it comes out.
Right.
So,
right.
For me, I think the only thing left would be like a Mega Man game. Yeah. Ooh, or Final Fantasy Tactics, if they fucking bring that back.
I know,
my God.
I know. See, there's games like that for me. But there's very few, right? There's the Dragon Quest games, obviously. I'm a huge Dragon Quest guy, and I'll buy almost every iteration of Dragon Quest known to mankind.
Yeah, damn you, Squinix. Feed our addiction now.
I know.
I need my Final Fantasy Tactics.
Right.
I'm sure Eric needs something too.
I mean, Final Fantasy's one. Dragon Quest is another. And I'm beginning to think that anything From Software puts out is going to be a day one deal for me, except for this time around on Elden Rings, I missed the window just because I didn't have the money, so I'm going to wait for a sale on Elden Ring. But I mean, those are the three, you know, games. But for some people, it's like, what's that? Call of Duty, you know, Madden, you know, stuff like that, you know, and if you're offering something like that that's similar, like what you said, Halo's a big one. I mean, they got to start doing things like that for games like God of War, you know, some of their first party stuff, and like Last of Us, and you know, like if they come out with a new Last of Us, like that should be like a day one thing in these price points, you know. And
who is their biggest mascot? Is it Kratos?
He's up there, I would say. I mean. You might say Nathan Drake. I mean, you know, but that's, you know, that's
kind
of...
Well, whoever's their biggest franchise is, like, they really need to, like, put that as a focus point. Like,
yeah,
Like Microsoft does with Halo. Like, they're like, here's Halo, here's everything Halo. You guys like Halo?
The Last of Us is for getting a remake. Then they should do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, equivalent, I would say God of War. Like you said, Kratos would be up there. I mean, I don't.
So they should focus on things like that. Like, look, we've got all the God of Wars. The next God of War will be day one on the service.
Hey, and this is kind
of the lack of backwards compatibility. You can't play God of War 1 through 1 and 2, the PSP game remasters that were only on the PS3 because of. Them being on the PS3.
Yeah. I've got some inside info, sort of. There might be a big acquisition by Sony coming up real soon, and you didn't hear it from me, but it might involve a company that rhymes with Bear Phoenix. It might involve that. So if that happens, then they're you know, they might switch tactics and say that something like Vinyl Fantasy might be their big, like, you know, like tentpole, you know, Halo-esque.
Did you say Vinyl Fantasy?
Yeah, Vinyl Bandasy, because I'm like...
Oh, no, I was thinking Vinyl Fantasy, like this is a game about records.
Yeah, that would be cool,
or,
man.
Or Shinktum Farts.
Yeah, exactly. Shinktum Barts. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's I don't think Sony is done. So, I mean, this is the... I mean... I think there's a misstep here, Eric, but I don't think it's too big of a misstep. If they keep adding, you know, value to like these tiers, then people are going to want to pay this. I mean, you're basically paying double for everything if you get the all-inclusive tier. But if they keep adding to that, like let's say they start adding day one games and, you know, exclusives and stuff like that, I don't think
as long as they don't trip feed it like Nintendo.
Yeah, as long as they don't pull a Nintendo, I think they're on the right track. But I do agree with you, Eric.
Nintendo is still technically cheaper, but there's more of a value there.
Yeah. Now Nintendo, I wish would just release a lot of their catalog. You know, I mean $20 a year is a great price point. But you need more. I mean, there's just not enough. There's not enough regular Nintendo games.
Not enough for that extra $3 you're paying for.
Yeah.
An emulator that doesn't work right because they can't figure emulation out for the 64 for some reason.
Right, right.
I don't understand their strategy.
I don't either, but it seems to be working. I mean, I pay for the fucking service every year, but I don't get anything for it. You know,
it's like cloud. You get cloud saves.
I get cloud saves, and sometimes when I decide to play a game online, I can do that.
Yeah,
and because then I have to deal with their crappy netcode.
It's so hard to buy an SD card.
I tried playing Smash Brothers online, and after a couple games, I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, right.
You can't even get a fighting game working right online.
The only online games that seem to work for me were Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah.
Or FighterZ. And the Splatoon games.
You know what? Nintendo needs to stop being so cheap and hire some goddamn internet engineers that can do things the right way. If they have to rebuild it from the ground up, then so be it.
Well, they did do a hiring call a few years back, but like I said, Splatoon 3 isn't out yet, so we'll have to see what the fruits of that labor was.
Well, like I said...
And besides, like, they're making money. They don't care.
I know they don't care, but they should because...
They are very cost efficient over there. Right, they do anything they can to not, like,
spend
lose money.
Stuff. See, that's
what was
the thing.
They've only had one system they've ever sold, like, below cost, right? Something like that.
Yeah, that was the GameCube, I believe. I think they had to eat some money on
actually,
that.
They were selling the Switches and the Wii U's at a loss, too, but I think they made even...
Yeah. Well, but they're going to have to eventually, I don't want to say catch up, because Nintendo never has to catch up because of their intellectual properties alone, right? Their intellectual properties alone are worth billions, right? And I'm talking billions with the B.
And they do such a masterful job of reinventing their biggest franchises. It seems with every system, like Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, they find ways to blow us away.
Metroid, yeah.
Like, I keep hearing Odyssey is one of the greatest games I've ever played, and I want to get to it at some point.
So good,
good. It's hard to imagine for me that, like, there was something better than Galaxy.
Oh, God. Breakman? I can honestly say Odyssey's pretty damn good, man. I mean,
Like, thinking of Zelda, like, I've played so many Zelda games. I'm not the, like, biggest Zelda fan, but I have enjoyed a lot of them. Breath of the Wild blew me away. It's better than any of them.
Yep.
I think it's better than all of them, in fact, put together.
Yeah. I mean,
I love Breath of the Wild. Yeah. It's such a good game.
I mean, you can make that argument, Break. I mean, and your points are well taken. I mean, they keep reinventing their IPs, their tentpole IPs, to the point where they don't really have to worry about these. But I think eventually... They are going to have to worry about these things, because what happens if they make a misstep on a Mario game or a misstep on a Zelda game? You know, I mean, eventually it's going to catch up. The law of averages says that, you know, not all these games can be great all of the time, you know. So, I mean, there's going to be a reckoning for Nintendo at some point. I just hope it doesn't lead to the demise of the company, because I'm a huge Nintendo fan. I've always have been. Like, even when the Wii came out, like, I really liked that system. I thought I saw the potential in it, and I liked it, and you know, all that stuff. Apparently we're disconnected, but we should be connecting here real soon. Hold on a second here. What the heck's going on here? I don't know. We'll hope it picks up here real soon. Somebody please type in chat. I think we'll be back in just a minute. They're trying to reconnect. I don't know what's going on here. Let me stop the stream and start it again. Maybe that'll work. All right, let's try. Oh, apparently I lost Break and Eric too, so let me try calling those guys back. Let's see. Let's join the call again. Come on now. Let's join. Only I'm in the call, apparently. Apparently my connection is messed up, but we'll try to get back here. Okay. I think we should be back. Are we back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't know we left. We thought just you left.
Yeah, I think it was on my end. I think that's what happened.
Video is unavailable. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we back yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
I'm asking Freak. Or I was telling Freak we're having problems in chat.
Yeah, I think we should be back.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
I know.
You ask again, I'll fucking throw you out the window. You will be there. Wherever that is.
Yeah, one way or another, in one piece or in many pieces, you son of a bitch. I think we're
something
back.
I forgot to include in the news, but I can mention it now. Unreal Engine 5's out now.
Oh, that's actually a big news story. So yeah, that's good.
I didn't know that at all.
And that's good because have you seen the demos for Unreal Engine 5, Break? I mean, mm-hmm. they're spectacular, man. I mean, it's almost photorealistic, man. Like those.
I'm still trying to catch up on like television and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot to catch up on, man. Mm-hmm. You've been out for a couple weeks, man. So yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
What was happening to me though? You have any ideas?
Well, we guessed. I mean, you were.
I know, but do you have any more guesses?
Drake was trying to hack the planet.
I'm gonna say you were chased down by a Fatal Attraction hooker. Who got pissed off that you smoked too much blow. That's another one of my guesses. My other guess is that aliens abducted you and anal probed a little bit too much, and they had to put pieces back together. So those are my guesses. You guys there? Oh, geez, here we go again. All right. Hang tight, guys.
You could cut video then. Maybe that would help.
Yeah, I'll cut the video and then we'll go from there. But okay.
Sorry, listener, or sorry, viewers. Which there's only one of you. So, I know. Sorry.
All right. It's not like we were doing a tournament this week anyway. So
yeah, I know. But it still kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like hey, that's the only thing I can really think of to save us some bandwidth.
I'm gonna try not to do video. So we won't do any video for the rest. Of the show, but Freak 5, if you're still in there, let us know if we're good to go. All right, let me continue on here. Square Enix trademarks Tactics Ogre reborn in Japan, so that may mean that we might be getting a new remastered Tactics Ogre, and this comes to us from Gamatsu. So,
well, it's probably a remastering of the PSP remake.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with Eric. Next story. Eric, you there? Yo, did I lose you guys? What the hell is going on here? All right. Sorry about the technical issues.
We'll relay chat to you and you're set.
Yeah, I think I'm back in chat. So let's see if you guys can see this. Test. Boom. If you guys can see that, then we should be good to go.
You say test, boom, I only see test.
Yep, test. That's what I put in there. Son of a bitch. Okay, let's finish up the... you had to get a son of a bitch before I ended the show, man. I mean, jeez. Right. All right. Next story, I believe, is Eric's. Demon Gaze.
Demon Gaze Extra has been rated for PC in Korea, and yes, it's actually happening. So, I think there's a date now, but it's not in this article because this article hasn't been updated to reflect that. But so it's coming to Steam.
Oh yay!
Apparently, it's going to offer English, traditional Chinese, and Korean subtitles. And then Japanese audio and English audio for track audio track options.
All right, that's good. Anything else?
I just remember seeing a tweet that someone I follow posted, and I had a Dana on it, but I couldn't remember what it said. Because the font was really weird. I couldn't tell what numbers they were.
All right. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Nope, not really.
All right, final story goes to Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Source of Madness launches May 11 for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. That's pretty much everything. Side-scrolling roguelite action RPG Source of Madness will exit early access and launch in version 1.0. Nice, I guess. It will be priced at $19.99, €19.99, or £16.99. Publisher Thunderful Games and developer Carrie Castle announced.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's looking like a Salt and Sanctuary-esque, like, kind of side-scrolling Dark Souls.
Yeah, I can give you a little synopsis on it. Source of Madness puts player in the role of an acolyte in an alternate reality controlled by cosmic entities. Source of Madness runs with a 4K resolution, 60 frames per second, keeping the action fluid and responsive on all the other ones. Xbox One and PlayStation 4 enjoy a 1080p, and Nintendo Switch runs on 1080p and docked and 720 handheld.
Yeah.
So, wow. Got some real details on this stuff. Each playthrough will feature not only unpredictable...
Ooh. Kind of broke up there, Breakman.
Creatures from a seemingly endless abyss. These physics rigs and monstrosities climb and stretch in billions of different ways as they're brought to life by a powerful machine learning AI that will do anything to make your life a living hell. That sounds interesting. Face off against these abominations using a wide variety of spells. Choose between 5 classes. Upgrade your skills and unlock all manner of... I don't need to read that. That's everything. We know that.
So, all right.
Well, every RPG does that. So let's move on.
Yeah, let me...
That's interesting. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, the stream should be back up as of right now. The video stream, we had the audio, but not the video. But I'm not going to show anything up on screen anymore but the welcome page. So there's that. All right, there's the news, everybody. So let's speed this up. I'm going to skip homie discounts. Unless, Eric said he had a homie discount. What's your homie discount, Eric?
Okay, my homie discount is... LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga is available for $10 off on Amazon, putting it at $50.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. All right.
You can get it at Target, and Best Buy will obviously price match.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Although I think if you go to Walmart in store, it's probably going to be the same price.
Yeah.
But okay. I heard that the Switch version has some technical issues, which I'm surprised, because it's like a Star Wars.
I know, right?
but they have had a history of just not running well on Nintendo platforms.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I hit your music?
No, I think there was some in there, but I'm going to save them.
Okay, let's save them for next week, then. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Actually, after all this time, still the same fucking games. I'm still playing Breath of the Wild. I've got most of the shrines complete. I've kind of running out of like story stuff to do. I got side quests, and I still got some more shrines to unlock, but at this point I'm going to have to start cheating to find the last ones.
I know, it's kind of hard once you get to that point, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cheat to get that one memory, but I want to get that last memory before I go to the end.
I mean, you did such a great job.
Side quest I'm going to do first.
So yeah, you did such a great job up to this point. I think we'll give you a pass for that break if you end up cheating. You know, it's like I don't know. It's like I have this anagram game called Word Cookies, and I'll, you know, the words are cookies. Really hard. Yeah, the words are really hard. It's just basically
kind of like the alphabet cereal, but it's cookie.
Yeah,
I like the name Word Cookies.
Word Cookies. Yeah, I mean it's very easy at first, but it progressively gets harder to the point where you're like, you know, you're adding Q's and Z's and shit in there, and you're like, God damn, what the fuck is this word? You know, there's only so many Q words, like quit and quartz and, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's like my vocabulary doesn't reach that far, so you have to kind of use an anagram maker to figure it out. But yeah, what else you been playing, Break? Oh, we lost Break again. Oh, awesome. All right, sorry about the audio issues. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more... I finished Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and got the platinum for that game. Then I played a little bit of Okami over the weekend. And The Cruel King and the Great Hero. I haven't been playing much, just a little bit nods in there, because I've been trying to get through an anime series. I'm still not done with the latest season, but that show was the teasing master Takagi-san. Each season's on a different streaming service. It's kind of annoying, but other than that, I played a tiny bit of Chrono Cross. Okay. That came out this week.
All right. Well, that's cool. I've been, just a little bit of Shibuya Scrambles. All I've been playing. So that's pretty much it. Break. Do we have you back yet?
Yeah, it's for me. Like I said, Breath of the Wild and Halo Infinite. Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. Eric, we're gonna skip reviews this week. We'll review some stuff next week. So save your review for Sonic for next week. I'll save my reviews, and I don't know if you had any reviews, Break, but we'll skip them for this week because we need to get to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
Freak 5 finally got an achievement in Elden Ring. That's because you suck, Freak 5. No, I'm kidding. All right, Stinko of the Week. Breakman, what you got, man?
Well, since I'm not using that as my Stinko, we're going to do a free-for-all. My Stinko goes to the people complaining about the Halo TV show having the Master Chief take his helmet off. For one thing, the show is set before the events of any of the Halo video games. So this is kind of a younger Chief at this point. And just shut up and let the show happen. Because of your complaints, it'll probably get to the second half of the season. He'll probably never take his helmet off again because of all the complainers, you know.
Yeah.
Even though it's a shame because I think the actor's doing a great job.
I heard the first couple of episodes weren't great, but it probably gets better.
It's lore. They're starting the story from a fresher point than any of the games. Like I said, like this, the events of this, even though it's going to have different events that happen in the game, from the show and the game are going to be different. This happens before the events of Reach, even.
Gotcha.
This is introducing us to when the Chief is becoming the Chief. Well, I mean, he's already the Chief. Point of this show, just like in the point in the game, he was already the greatest soldier they've ever had. This is the beginning of his journey, right? Is what it kind of feels like,
right?
But it's also the beginning of Cortana and their relationship.
I'm
digging it. I like that they're going deep into the lore.
Yeah, I had heard that they're not using the video game as like the, you know, the basis of the prequel. They're just kind of, or any books or anything like that. They're just kind of winging it. But I did hear that it got better as it went on. So that's good to hear.
I really enjoyed the third episode of it. And
are they doing it weekly or something?
Yeah, weekly. It's on Paramount.
Yeah, all right.
That's it. That's all my stinkos. I know a lot of shit happened, but I don't know what that was. So go on. Let's
feel it. All right, Eric, I didn't see any stinkos on your side of things here. So I'm going to go with mine. Heartburn is the worst. It just sucks. I mean, it comes very random with very random foods. You know, and I hate it. But luckily, there's a wonderful thing called Tums that pretty much neutralizes that shit. So I've been dealing with heartburn for the past week, and it really fucking sucks. Dave Rubin also gets a stingo. You know, he keeps crying about canceling Disney Plus, but Patton Oswalt, if you guys don't follow Patton Oswalt, he's a fun follow. He's a comedian. He's been in lots of things, but he pointed out the hypocrisy of Dave Rubin by pointing out, saying that, oh, wow, Dave Rubin has so much power, he canceled out his subscription twice. So you remember the whole Breakman, you remember the whole Gina Carano fiasco with Disney Plus and all that. He canceled his subscription based on that, and then just recently he canceled it again. So he's kind of a hypocrite. He like canceled.
He canceled it because Disney's now walking back their funding of the Don't Say Gay bill. After Ron DeSantis got mad at him for walking it back, I guess he got mad at it for that happening.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, he's a hypocrite. who gives a shit?
All right. Like once you cancel it, that's canceled. Like that, he didn't restart it. No, apparently he just didn't cancel it. Right?
Either he didn't cancel it, or either he didn't cancel it, or he canceled it, then restarted it, and cancels it.
Hello?
Again. Hello? So it's just all for show, all for his Twitter account.
Fuck up.
Yep. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts. Before I get to that, I really
need to tell you guys what happened and stuff like that, but I need time. And
yeah, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna mosey along here.
I'm sure I'll have better internet then.
Killed for a few more bosses. Think found major boss. Haven't beaten him yet. Freak 5 says. Suppose my stinko is a coworker who is friends with our HR rep and should have been fired by now because of her absences. That shit always happens. All right, let's move on to bigger and happier
should
thoughts.
Should we just post what we got and call it an extra episode?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Sweet of the week. We got time. Sweet of the week, guys. Breakman. Breakman, what's your sweet?
Outtakes episode. Entire episode's outtake.
Right. Breakman, your Sweet of the week.
And be named Fail Room. What's it?
Sweeto, Breakman, please. Breakman, do you hear me? Does anybody hear me? Does anybody hear me? Hey, Break, do you hear me? What's your Sweeto of the week, man? Break. Oh, man, I love this, man. This is the best. Hey, Breakman, do you hear me? Can you hear me, Break? Oh, boy. Hopefully, we're going to reconnect here in a second. Breakman, do you hear me? Oh, boy. Let's try again. Let's try getting... this should be the final time. I'm sorry, guys. It's been one thing after another on this. So let's hope for the best here. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's try this. let's join the call. Come on, let's join the call. Breakman, Breakman, your Sweeto of the week. Hey, do you hear me, Breakman?
Yeah.
All right, your Sweeto.
Just Stinkos and Sweetos, and I think we should call for tonight.
Okay. All right, your Sweeto, Breakman.
Get your shit figured out.
Yeah. So all do all the Stinkos complete?
Yeah, all the Stinkos are complete, man.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine goes to the return of Joey Votto season. Baseball season's back. The Reds won their first game, although I bet they're going to lose a lot more than they win this year. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be terrible. Even though some people have got them like middle of the road mostly, but I think they're going to be bad. Yeah. Especially after the off season where Castellini just decided to cut costs and let players go, just instead of getting anything at all for them, just let them go.
I know, man. It's sad. Like, the Rockies do that shit all the time. You know what's really frustrating, Breakman? The Rockies let Nolan Arenado, basically, they traded him for a bunch of nothing, right? And it's because he wanted a big contract, which he deservedly so. He's like, I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer, right? Nolan Arenado. And so now this year they signed Chris Bryant, of all people, who's at the end of his peak, I would say, for about the same money that they could have got Nolan Arenado. So, yeah, it's a...
Yeah, I don't understand some of the moves these teams make. Like, and when you can... Instead of letting, you know, if you know somebody's going to walk at the end of the season, why not trade them?
Yeah.
Instead of letting them just walk away.
I agree.
And have to keep paying them when they don't play for you anymore.
Or if you're going to if you're going to trade them, at least get something of value, man. Like good draft picks or something, man. Damn. I mean, we got
the top right now in the top three paid. It was like top three or top five paid. Reds number one,
yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. Yep, he hasn't been a Red since like 2009 or something like that.
It's crazy. It's like that deal with
like 2005, I think. It was a long time ago.
Well, it was like that deal for Bobby Bonilla, right? They always have like Bobby Bonilla Day for the Mets, and they like annually pay him like $4 or $5 million a year, and he hasn't been working with them for what, you know, 20 years. It's crazy.
God, it must be nice.
Like, I know, man. Every year you get that $5 million check, you're like laughing to the bank, you know. It's like what, and you don't have to do anything for it. That's even better. All right.
You know, with that kind of money, I'd pay somebody else to get my mail for me. Hey, go cast that check for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, can you go?
Oh, don't even try to run. I'll have you killed.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Eric, did you have a sweet-o this week?
Not really.
All right. My sweet-o is a couple. I mean, the weather has been pretty fantastic here. 70s, you know, mid-70s, 60s.
I don't know. I've been feeling crappy because it's been shifting too much.
Yeah. It's a lot down around here.
Yeah,
it's but for Frank, it's been just solid 70s. It sounds like
65-70, man. It's crazy. So,
that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and here we're a mile high above, so you know, the closer you are to the sun, the hotter it feels. So it's been feeling like 80-degree weather here, like for days. It's crazy. Except for one day we had a lot of wind, but other than that, it's been good. So, all right. I say we have time to do free-for-all break. I mean, I think we should finish with that because people have been really, really wondering. I mean, should we give it a go?
I don't know. I'm afraid it's going to cut out on us.
If it cuts out once, then we'll continue next week.
I don't even want it to cut out once because this is really important to me. This is a long story.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. Do you want to start, man? I mean, I think we got the time.
Finally got him a birthday present. Happy freaking birthday.
What did she get you? Mm-hmm. Like a flog or what? Like some nipple clamps? What'd she get you, Freak Five? I'm really genuine.
I don't think siblings should be buying each other nipple clamps. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, if they have that type of relationship where they could talk about, you know, adult stuff.
Even if you can talk about adult stuff, what kind of relationship do you have with a sibling that's buying you nipple clamps?
Right. I guess you're right.
I mean, what are you going to buy, like, cock rings for each other and stuff?
Specialty cupcakes.
Specialty cupcakes. Are those quote-unquote special cupcakes?
Okay, here's...
Is this Frank brand cupcakes?
Right, exactly. Okay, Breakman, here's the compromise, all right? We're gonna finish up the show, but we're going to do the Time to Die segment. But next week, Eric, keep the news light. We're going to do free-for-all at the beginning.
How is your internet connection right now?
It's looking solid, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't promise anything, but I mean, I got it on my.
Yeah, I know, because it's.
I got it on my phone.
Yeah, let's just do that. I'll tell you guys next week because the story isn't going to change, and it's still important. And right. I'm alive, and I'm here, so everything's good.
Right, and everybody's curious. That's why, I mean, I wanted to do it today, but I understand we've been having internet issues.
And besides, it gives them more time. Like the people weren't here; they didn't get a chance to guess on what happened.
So, right. You know, maybe we could do that.
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll do that.
Ooh,
go ahead.
I should put a poll up and let people. Yeah.
Ooh, they even better. Okay. All right. So let's do this segment here then, guys.
It's time to die.
Okay, it's time to die. Now, Breakman. Did you lose your house in a tornado? Freak Five says. So that's another guess for Freak Five. Yeah. I doubt that's the case, but you know, I mean, maybe you got picked up by a tornado and thrown into the side of a barn, and you were in the hospital.
And landed in this place called fucking Oz, and yeah. It sucked. There were these little singing bastards and shit.
Yeah, and then there was these like singing about their lollipops. Monkeys.
And then I went to this castle with this guy who thought he was fucking special and called himself a goddamn wizard.
Yeah,
like fucking shit. Like what the hell, man. And the only cool person around, they murdered. So, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then there's all these little bat monkey kind of things.
Oh, goddamn. There's nothing worse. You know, I found out there is something worse than a monkey. A flying monkey. God damn it.
Are they worse than flying squirrels, though?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because flying monkeys will steal from you.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, did Frank send you an edible and it had you out for 2 weeks? Ooh, that's another good theory, man. I like that theory. Is fucking Oz better than Oz? I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
going to
go
with
yes.
I'm going to go
with
yes.
Because I was there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now Breakman, what game or movie franchise or singular title you think should just go away?
I had one, and I need to think about it again. I forgot.
Okay. Well, or brought back. That's another thing. And
oh, you added something too, brought back?
Yeah, okay. Or brought back. Like, you know, something.
I had something.
I have two. I have two. One that we should just do away with, and that's Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it's with the death of what's his nuts, Wes Craven. I don't think we could do
what's nuts.
Not, I know. Condescending.
Wes, what's his nuts?
But I think I don't think anybody can do it right. Now, I made a suggestion, right? I think you should let somebody like Guillermo del Toro, if you want to do it right, direct. And maybe somebody like...
Who did the latest Scream movie.
Yeah, maybe it's that person or you know, like a Guillermo del Toro who has a really good horror mind that could do it justice. I mean, look at what he did with Blade 2. I mean, I thought Blade 1 was pretty good, but Blade 2 just blew Blade 1 out of the water, and of course we know what happened in 3. But...
Yeah, Blade 2 was one of those rare sequels where, like I love the first one, but then I saw the second one, I was like, fuck, the
second one,
man,
was just
second
was
better.
Yes, it was, man.
One, you're right. Like, what the hell happened?
I mean, maybe Fede Alvarez directing. He did a good job with the Evil Dead remake. Maybe somebody like that, you know, that would take it seriously and not bring it into the comedy kind of realm, you know. That, and then somebody like Alexander Skarsgård, who did Pennywise as Freddy. I mean, he's got that lanky, you know, tall, kind of menacing, you know.
He's good as Pennywise.
Yeah, he's really good as Pennywise. I mean, and so, you know, something like that. But so that's my franchise that I think you should, like, just bury, and it's just time to die. But my video game that I would bring back is a game called The Suffering.
Ooh, I love The Suffering. Good
Suffering,
call, Frank.
Suffering was a great game. And it didn't get enough love. It you know, nobody really talks about it in the pantheon of great horror games. But I thought that game was scary as shit, man. I mean, I really did. I thought it was super scary. So those are the two games that I would probably, or the game.
I can think of a couple of games I want to bring back.
Okay,
a couple of old Nintendo series I'd really like to bring back. All right. Can't think of what it was I want to get rid of. I'll have to think of that next week. But so instead, I'll give you two that I want to bring back. I want to bring back the Power Blade franchise.
Oh, Power
it's
Blade!
Kind of like it sort of had the Mega Man ability of the. Well, no, that's another. That's
Well, when you say Power Blade, you mean the North American adaptation specifically?
I think so.
It was actually. I never played Power Blade 2, but it was actually a conversion of a game called Power Blazer, I think, or Blader, and like it played very differently, and the Western adaptation was actually a much better game because it was more smartly designed.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. I love the original Power Blade. The second one's okay, but the first one was a fantastic game, and I'd like to see it again.
Yeah, yeah. Freak 5 says,
Can you say something, Frank?
No, I'm just going to read chat here. Freak 5 says, couple days of work, coworker was looking for a specific drug. It was on the same shelf as a different drug, and she thought all the boxes were that drug. Then, when she realized the drug she was looking for was there, she said, there were two things in one hole. As she was walking away, I heard her laugh about what she just said. And then he says, I would like to bring back Lufia. Lufia would be a good one to bring back. All right. Break, did you remember?
Square did that and they failed.
Yeah.
I had another one, and this one to me is bigger than the Power Blade. This one, I loved this game. I played it so many times, and this was the one that sort of had the Mega Man feature where you get to choose what stage you're going to. But this game gave you these little bot sidekicks. Each one of them was different. To help you attack and stuff. But your main weapon was your punch, Shatterhand.
Oh, that's another Shatterhand. Yeah.
The Sentai series called Soul Brain. And that was actually a live action tokusatsu series.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Shatterhand's been forever.
I loved Shatterhand.
Yeah.
I was such a big fan of that game.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is kind of relevant to what my choice would be. And that'd be to kill off Power Rangers as my
pick. Power Rangers.
So all the issues
far
related
away,
to...
Far away.
Sorry, go ahead. Because thanks to Power Rangers, we were prohibited from getting Super Sentai anything from Japan for years under Saban, and then once we finally got some releases from Shout Factory, Hasbro buys, takes over the franchise and decides to do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And now there's issues between Toei and Hasbro, and them being piss babies at each other, and now we can't get Sentai anything again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Damn it.
And if you want to watch old Power Rangers, Hasbro's being a dick about it and just slowly uploading them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Instead of putting them on streaming services.
Yeah.
So kill the Power Rangers.
Speaking of which, and watching anything on YouTube is completely frustrating because every 5 minutes there's a fucking two sets of ads.
Yeah, well, you gotta get... See, I'm thinking of getting rid of Netflix and going with YouTube Premium. Because it's cheaper, and then I don't have to deal with any of the fucking ads at all.
I liked YouTube when I used it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. When I first got it, they had Major League Baseball, and then they lost it. So I didn't know.
Through my subscription, my phone subscription, I get MLB games for free, like all the MLB channel. Like, I don't know what that like, what do they call it? Like the pass, MLB pass, where you can watch all the, you know, out of state games. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I get that through my phone every year, so it's just, to me, it's cool. I mean, cool. I like watching, like...
And as for a game I'd like to...
That's cool, yeah.
As for a game I'd like to bring back, Clock Tower series.
Ooh, Clock Tower's a good one, Clock Eric. Tower. That's a great one.
Capcom, figure out how to do a remaster of Clock Tower 3 while you're at it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I mean,
it'd be nice to have a series kind of different. Like, we get so many fighting games and horror games where you fight back and you get guns and stuff, where in Clock Tower you're just running for your life and hiding.
Well, they did it they did a pretty good job with Amnesia. I don't know if you've ever played Amnesia. It was kind of the same thing. Bro.
Those games are kind of far between.
Those lines, Haunting Ground should be brought back as a remaster because...
Yeah, I agree. I'd
like to see that.
That's kind of a spiritual successor, isn't it, Eric? Haunting Grounds?
Sort of.
Yeah. I think it was originally
supposed to be a Clock Tower sequel, but they couldn't get the rights, so they just made their own thing.
Yeah, and I like that game. That game was pretty good. It's underrated on the PS2. Now, if that's a PS2 game on that service, that would be pretty fucking cool. But I agree, they need to remaster that game. Ooh, another one I just thought of. Maybe I should keep it for next week, but... What about Eternal Darkness? Did you ever play that, Break?
Yeah, that was a good game.
Oh, that's so good, man.
With modern technology, I think you could do some really cool stuff with that, too. Especially, like, with the Switch.
It's the only good game that Silicon Knights ever made.
Yeah, pretty much, Eric.
I mean, aside from their help on the Metal Gear Solid remake, but, you know, for the GameCube, that never got a remaster, which should.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But, I mean, that's...
It's kind of hard, though, without Kojima.
I mean, there's lots of movies and games. That's why this is going to be a recurring segment, because there's lots of, lots of games, lots of old school stuff, new school stuff that needs to die or needs to be brought back. But mine this week is definitely The Suffering. I've been thinking about that game a lot. I don't understand why somebody hasn't picked that back up and stuff. Freak 5 says another Sweeto. I found
something that can stay dead. What? Because I just want to interrupt you real quick. Something that can stay dead is Silicon Knights. Just because,
I agree.
Because they made two human, those motherfuckers.
Oh god,
not just two human. They made X-Men Destiny.
I bought into the hype of two human. I was so excited for that game. They're sons of bitches.
I know. I
felt so lied to.
Oh god, and they didn't even do any improvements on that game after. It's like, fuck, man, what's wrong with you guys? All right, another Sweeto. I found out last week that Troma has a streaming service. Yeah, I knew that, Freak 5. Troma Now, first month is free, and then $5 a month. Yeah, I like all those stupid movies, man. I mean, I've interviewed Lloyd Kaufman before a couple of times. I think even once on RP Grinders, if I'm not mistaken. So, I have to pull up the old Lloyd Kaufman interviews. He's such a cool dude, and he's so humble, and, you know, he's very passionate about what he does, and I love his movies and the movies that he, you know, green lights, and, you know, he's so supportive of the indie horror scene, you know, the low-budget indie horror movie scene. It's just nice to see him now and again, you know, make appearances in movies and stuff. So, yeah, I did. I remember. Yeah. And that was...
Your audio is getting choppy. We might want
to... I think we need to get out of here. I'm on a hot spot, so... All right, let's do our plugs. Yeah. Eric, plug... actually, Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, which I will use this week because I didn't use it last week because I thought we were pulling a prank on everyone. And I'm an idiot. The prank was apparently on me. that backfired completely. Awesome. Send me on Twitter your guesses as to what I was doing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's figure it out.
Was he jerking
it? Was my home destroyed by a tornado? Was I trying to hack the planet? Or
I know what happened. Pump?
What else did we?
I know what happened. I think Breakman jerked it too hard and got carpal tunnel in his right arm. And then when he went to his left arm...
That's why he couldn't tweet for 2 weeks.
And then when he went to his left arm, he did the same thing with that arm, and now he's in double cast. And that's why he's been out for a couple of months.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
You can't do everything right now.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your plugs, man.
You can find the reviews that I've written on BostonPastorGay.com, or you can listen to the audio reviews I do on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, I have a Patreon that you can go to and you can give me as little as a dollar per month, or maybe just a single time donation for how much you want. And the link to my Patreon for you to do that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right.
And that's really...
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I want to thank all the people that were in chat, especially Freak 5, for dealing with all the BS today with the technical issues. I don't know what the fuck happened there. Another TV viewer, Anito, Jody Moon, Caxips06, Kaylee, Lana Ray, PBOJ, and Violets TV. Thank you all for being in the chat room. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I had a thought today in Shadowrun. Magic suddenly came into the world. I wonder if one or more of the people who could use magic and didn't know it were Catholic priests. Ooh, that's a good thought. So let's see. I don't think I have anything else.
You're breaking in and out.
Okay, let's end the show. But next week, Breakman is going to reveal why he was out for a couple of weeks at the beginning of the show. So
Eric, your guesses.
send us your guesses at RP Grinders, and the closest guess will get a prize from the RP Grinders prize vault. So
it's totally guessable. It's real. So you know.
You know, I'll make
it. But even though, maybe it's outlandish. Maybe you'll get close. Maybe you'll get a fraction of it.
Right.
Maybe you'll be completely wrong. But
I will give you guys another actual guess on the next show. So, you know, I've got a theory about it. Brake has not revealed to me, nor to Eric, why he was out. So just letting everybody know. So, all right, guys, anything else before?
I think it'd be easier for me to just do it all at once.
Yeah.
Because it's something. It's not going to be the easiest of conversations. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have anything else before we take off?
And crash. No.
All right.
We better run before the show crashes again.
I know, right? Eric, anything else?
Stay safe.
All right. Stay safe this weekend. Go ahead, Eric. You want anything else?
Yeah, continue to wear masks and stuff.
Yeah. All right, stay safe this weekend.
And if you are running up to your 6 months past your last vaccination, make sure you get another one soon.
All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Personal. It's ridiculous. Aw, that's so sweet of you.